Pretty life, pretty deuces. Hey, this is your favorite girl, Millie, in the city with my beautiful, beautiful co-host.
The real J.V. Jones.
Oh, did I not put that in there? I'm so sorry. I'll have to do that next time. Welcome to our talk radio show, Connect the City. On this show, we are all about entertainment, J.V.
Yes, indeed.
We are about, what are you going to say? You know what it is, J.V.
No chaser.
Straight entertainment, no chaser, guys. So let's jump right into it, JV. I'm excited because there were some amazing movies this holiday weekend.
Yeah, you know what? Anytime I stay awake, they must be amazing.
Oh, my goodness. She didn't snore, everybody. She didn't do any of that. No snoring.
Yes.
She was up for the whole thing. I'm excited. So we decided, because there were so many movies, that we would be movie critics. Oh, wow.
Critics. I always did like movie critics. They seem to have this.
So you like movie critics because you fall asleep during the movie so they can tell you what happened?
No, I think it's just a fun job.
I would love the job. But that means I'd have to watch all the stinking movies.
Yeah.
And I like all the movies, but
some of you might not.
Like I did not sit through Titanic. I refuse.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Steve Harvey told me about the movie. He was like the long... Anyway, not the point. I just threw Steve Harvey under the bus. It's okay. Call me Steve. I think we should jump right in because I'm so, so excited, JV. You know what? As an avid moviegoer, I was so excited to me, like, at the lineup.
Oh, yeah.
The lineup of movies were excellent for the holidays. So here are some of the biggest movies that came out, JV. I wanted to see all of these. I know we were busy and we didn't get a chance to do everything with family and stuff like that.
We tried.
I wanted to see Ralph Breaks the Internet. It came out on the 21st of November.
Yes.
Oh, because you know who's in it. Our girl is in it.
And look.
Cookie Lyons is in it.
Anybody that can break the Internet.
Oh, and he's just so cute. He's just a big, brute kind of guy.
Yeah.
Now, one of my favorites, I didn't get to see this either, but I wanted to see The Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. It came out November 16th. I like all that Harry Potter kind of stuff, JV.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. Wow. That is wonderful.
Maybe not as much for me, but...
No. You know, why you always got to be the opposite of me, though, is my question.
That's what makes it fun.
How you look.
That makes it fun.
I'm not... I'm not having fun.
Right, guys?
Oh, gee, please. Please, 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 please. I don't agree. I don't know why this isn't working in my favor. I dressed up for this, guys. Come on, come on, come on. What about? Thank you, thank you, thank you. JB, what about? We were supposed to go see this. I really wanted to see The Grinch. It came out November 9th. I just love because he's just so angry.
But you got to take the little one.
I'm gonna hold off
on that.
You held off.
Well,
I wanted to see it without the little
some
one.
Kids for that one.
Oh, I have a. You want me to rent some bad kids? I refuse.
That's the job of a radio host.
What?
Rent kids.
We have interns for that.
Sorry.
We have interns for that.
Right,
maybe because our intern can't get it together, we can send them out on movie day.
Gotcha.
I love it. You know what, JB? I was most excited about the movie we saw together.
Yes.
Which one was that, JB? Please tell us. Tell us.
What was the name of it?
Oh, really? She got jokes. See, she does this on purpose, guys. I really feel like.
No, Creed 2, guys. Y'all have got to see that
movie. We're not supposed to give our reviews yet. We're not supposed to give our reviews yet.
A little bit.
Look, she already gave it away. I could just look at the page.
Exactly.
Another one that came out was Robin Hood. I saw that one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I started for Jamie Foxx, but then I realized I'm going to spoil it for you because I realized my favorite man, and I forgot his name. You know, what was the sex movie called? I forgot the name of it. I mean, so much sex in the movie.
I was
going
to say, what sex movie?
Oh, we saw it together. 60, 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, right.
So
right.
Nobody would notice because he had like a beard on.
Gotcha.
So he was in Robin Hood, and my daughter, she doesn't want me to tell her he was in it, but I noticed because he was.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't naked
like
in this one.
Yeah.
He has
like
a nice.
Him.
Okay, anyway, not the point. Also, Bohemian Rhapsody came out November 2nd.
Yeah, that one was. I hear. Did you hear? Okay, great.
I want to see if you guys saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, I hear about that.
This is a movie that I did not get to see. Did you see Widows? Because I didn't get to see it.
I saw Widows.
You saw Widows without me?
Yeah.
Guys, this is what co-hosts do. They go to the movies without you. I specifically asked you not to go to the movies without me.
That's why I went.
Hashtag I can't. I'm going to put that in hashtag I can't. that came out. But The Nutcracker and the Four Realms, JB, were you ever interested in that? I was
not. Not a big nutcracker.
I don't like cracking the nutcracker, JB. Oh, my gosh, we have got to get to our Facebook Live. I know people are watching these movies. Also, you know, I'm a funny one. I really wanted to see Boy Erased, and that came out November 2nd. It looked Academy Award-ish.
Okay.
I wanted to see it. I didn't get to see it. And also, The Girl in the Spider's Web, that came out November 9th. See, I'm a preview girl, so therefore
gotcha.
I get to see. And it just looked, she was a bad mamma jamma.
Mm-hmm.
She was killing the bad men. That did bad stuff to women, so
okay.
I'm all for that.
Right.
Hashtag
right.
I can.
Right.
I didn't know what this movie was about. I didn't see any previews. Speed Kills, November 16th, JB. Did you hear about that one?
No, I don't think I did.
You know what? We have some statistics about the movies that came out and the blockbuster. We'll get about that later. But what I found out was it did not include one important movie, which was, well, I'll tell you in a minute, but
they
didn't include Robin Hood. But when I was having a conversation with my daughter again, I didn't see a whole bunch of marketing on that. Why?
Mm-hmm.
I did not see a whole bunch, and it should have been. It's Robin Hood.
Actually, now that you talk about it, I don't think I did either. Yeah.
So we've got a couple of other ones. Welcome Home, November 16th. Jen, which I have no idea what that's about, November 15th. Mobile Homes, I would have had no desire to see that unless Idris Elba was in it, and then I would have seen it. Oh, my God.
It says Welcome Home.
Where? It says Mobile Homes. Where do you get Welcome from?
Oh, I'm looking at this.
I already said Welcome Home.
Oh, okay.
See how you was all late, man? Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't see Mobile Home. Oh, there it is.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Right on the. Where's your glasses?
Gotcha.
What sexy glasses? Okay, great.
Yeah, my bad.
Are those the sexy ones or no?
I don't know.
Okay, great. Mowgli, The Legend of the Jungle. I'm not sure if I really want to see Mowgli.
Legend of the Jungle.
Yeah.
Mm. Depends on what's going on in the jungle.
Hint, hint. Blood Brother comes out November 30th. Haven't seen too much about that, and everybody knows comes out November 30th.
Yes.
JVJV. I mean, those are just a lot of these Academy Award winning movies.
Definitely supposed to be a good one, too.
You know what, JV, do you have anybody on your Facebook Live that has seen any of these movies?
Yes. Hit me up, guys.
Hit me up, guys.
So, Angela said she looked at a movie, so let me put on my...
We got to do reviews later, though, JV.
And she says, I looked at a movie with Tatiana Ali.
Ooh.
She said, very good movie. Can't remember if it was Hallmark or Lifetime.
Oh, Tatiana Ali. Oh, gosh. If you could get the name of that, JV, if she could do that, that'd be great.
And Millie, Where is the Gray? I love that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, people talked about the Gray Girl. I was dazed.
She wants to see The Widows.
I do.
Say it isn't getting the reviews it should have been getting.
Cast of The Widows, JV, I think it's all-star.
Yeah.
It is all-star, all-star cast, JV.
It would, well, I'll wait until you're ready for me to give my opinion of that one.
Don't do it to me, JV. Do not do it to me, JV. Do not appreciate that. I cannot even see that at all.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll
can't see you doing that to me.
When we're
can't
ready
see it.
To, like, really go through what we did see, then I'll...
No, if you ruin Widows for me, I will never speak to you again, and I don't promise. But
oh, so you don't want me to say anything.
I want you to say, you know what, JV?
Oh.
I didn't even see that. If you know, do a little bit bigger, that'd be amazing. JV, do not ruin Widows for me.
Okay.
I'm expecting good. Okay, so what out of all these movies did you see the reviews for other than Widows that you expected great things from?
Well, you know, it's really funny, but I'm just really pressed about my man.
Who? Creed?
I don't know.
Can you whisper to me?
The Grinch.
I am so pressed, and I didn't get to see it.
Crazy.
I feel like I need small kids for that.
I think I'm going back to my childhood days. I mean,
I want it because he's so cute, and he's just so angry.
But yes. And I'm going to tell you what helped me want to see it is the freaking IHOP.
The IHOP commercial when he was like,
like crazy. That's the one that I'm dying to see, that I didn't see.
Well, you know what, JV? We do have to take a break, but when we come back, we have got to talk about the movie that you and I saw together and apart. We'll talk about that. We'll take a quick break. We hope you guys got to call in, 929-477-3886. We are getting ready to go to break, guys. We'll be back, guys. You are on with Connect the City. You know why I'm playing this song, don't you? Because I've been banned off of Facebook. I was going to only do instrumental.
70. annual Comedy with a Purpose Toy Drive and Award Ceremony, hosted by Micheline Bowman from Meet Me Monday at the Ivy City Smokehouse, 1356 Oakey Street, Northeast Washington, D.C., Saturday, December 8th, 5 till 10 p.m. Guests are asked to bring a new unwrapped toy or blanket or make a donation. DNC wants to bring big smiles to needy children in the area with a goal to collect at least 1,000 toys, 500 blankets, and as many other cash donations as possible. Live entertainment by Quiet Storm Band, DJ Technique, comedian Sylvia Tremor Morrison, Howard G, Sonny Fuller, plus the Outstanding Community Awards Ceremony honoring those who give back. Come out for the lavish buffet and cash bar. Tickets only $40. Go online to eventbrite.com and type in Comedy with a Purpose in Washington, D.C. for more information. Or call 202-270-8434. Having a good time, giving good back. The 5th Annual D.C. Nightlife Comedy with a Purpose, Saturday, December 8th, 5 to 10 p.m. at the Ivy City Smokehouse.
Don't miss it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Connect the City. I am Millie in the City, your hostess with the most.
I am the real J.B. Jones.
Oh, you know what? That flowed so well.
Yes,
I'm so happy after
it.
Almost 2 years on the radio. Oh. Guys, welcome. J.B. and I decided to be movie critics, so this is the movie critic, the movie episode of Connect the City. I'm so excited. So I beg you, J.B., can we start off with the movie we saw?
Please.
We saw Creed 2.
When I tell
yes.
you, stayed away, it must have been a good movie. Take it from me, guys.
What do you mean? You're not the...
Take it from me. Well, it's a good movie.
I needed to take the DAC with me. He would have appreciated
it.
Yeah, but he would have not even attempted to go to sleep.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't attempt.
I just loved everything about the movie.
Including the star. Let's start there.
Oh, sorry. That was a pause, but we're just in our mind. God, I love him. He's just a beautiful, beautiful man.
You know why.
Oh.
Mm. Michael, call us. Please call.
No. Just call me Michael. You don't need her. She
come on
the
show, Michael.
Don't do that.
You know, us people in the DMV want to hear from
you. We love you. And we do know, Michael B. Jordan, that we have seen your community work, and we love you even more, buddy.
Yes.
What did you love? We're not going to get stuck on this part, but I just love, I just loved everything about this movie. Let me tell you what I like about Sylvester Stallone before I get on the beautiful Michael B. I love Sylvester Stallone because he does movies now, maybe not according to his age, but he never fakes it like he's 19, like he's 25.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, look, I'm old. It takes him a minute to get up the step.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about him.
And he still looks awesome.
He does look awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it was, the movie
call
was
us.
Everything.
Call
us, guys. The movie was everything. I just loved, I really thought the movie was like it was going to go in my head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I saw the fight. I was like, oh, okay, this is it, but it's a little early.
Right, that's what I
thought.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so I was like, oh, this is a little early, and I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, oh, God, it was great. And then I love how his daughter just brought him back to ever-loving life. Oh, and it had some funny pieces. What did you love about them? I'm so excited. I'm sorry. I'm talking a lot.
I think the best part for me, it was a whole lot of best parts, but I think the biggest thing I like was that he fell in love with a woman that had a disability.
Oh, JB, so,
and
it was funny.
It showed that, you know, people, even though you have a handicap, you might not think all that great of yourself, but there's still love. There's still people that will love you regardless of your handicap. And I think for me that was like the most outstanding part, you know, other than just everything the movie was about. But I think for me that really hit home.
Well, God, you are so intuitive and focused. I love that. Oh, I like that part. And she didn't hear him. I ain't going to say the movie, but I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite part was the Ivan Drago's his so need to be accepted. He trained a machine, and it wasn't until the very end till it looked to me like it was back to the fight. He's like, you know what, my bad, but it went to the very end. But this has been all his life, mm-hmm. and he was a very attractive human being as well. Mm-hmm. He was huge.
But, you know, there were so many different messages, guys, in that movie. And I think it goes to show how Hollywood has a certain message now that they're hopefully trying to get across to people other than just wanting to entertain. So I think that was the thing that I liked about that movie is the messages.
The messages.
Yeah.
And this
great,
you know,
for the kids.
Right, great for the kids.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because
see that movie.
Does it show a difference, JV? It just came to me, so I'm kind of ad-libbing here.
Mm-hmm.
Does it show the difference between the United States and Russia? Did you see
that?
They touched on that.
Yes.
Like people are
the
still.
Culture,
right.
The tradition.
Yes, ma'am.
Great, like I said, great family movie that can open up conversation with the children. And
well, what kind of children? Because it was like a 4-year-old in there that I thought it was inappropriate, but I didn't mean.
Well, when I say children, I just mean like.
Teenagers,
just
maybe. Like,
definitely school age.
So 4 years old was appropriate?
Well, when
nope.
I say school age, I'm just saying old enough to ask questions.
Right,
like
she talked through the whole
questions.
Movie. I wanted to punch her in the face, but that's not the point.
Yeah, no, you know, like 8, 9, 10, 11, you know, children that want to know about, I mean, even about how people think in Russia, how they live, how they,
did you,
you know,
see that?
Yeah, I mean, it touched on all of that, so.
Hashtag I came for the mother.
Yeah.
Just wanted to,
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Wow, wow, wow. Guys, call in 929-477-3886. I saw Robin Hood.
Okay.
You know, I can go to the movies by myself. I will. I have no problem.
Okay.
Somebody asks, oh, you going to the movie by yourself? Why didn't you take me? I'm like,
Didn't invite them.
I did not. I wanted my time with Jamie Foxx.
Gotcha.
You know, he had called me hypothetically on the phone, and I said, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I like this movie because at the beginning it did say this is not the Robin Hood you know.
Okay.
And it was full of action. It had funny parts. You know what I was thinking? All of these movies, really it is all about a woman. These kind of Robin Hoods, and it really is all about love at the very end and the lengths that men would go through for the women that they love. I know you're going to disagree with that. I'm listening because you just disagree with me all the time.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you.
Okay, but.
I just would love to see more of that in the world.
Oh, okay. We're not going to talk about Trump today. We're not.
I would love to see more of men that will do anything for their woman, even die for her if need be. It'd be nice to see more of that.
Comments made by J.B. Jones. Not necessarily the comment. Okay, just kidding.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah,
the comments are million.
I just love, you know, a lot of the movie was churchy.
Oh, was it?
And politically.
Okay.
Political. I'm going to make up those words. Churchy is not a word, but it was very, you know, and it made me put my head down at the Catholic Church. I was like, oh, Lord, I knew it. It was very honest, and if you didn't catch it, how the church runs, deep pocket, deep money, deep church.
Wow.
Right?
That.
Yes, it did. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Interesting.
And how the people with the money have the power. That's what it was about. And keeping people in poverty. It rang a little bit.
Truth in that movie.
It was a lot of truth in that movie. It rang a little blackish to me, but I digress.
No, okay, great.
So go ahead and
guys,
say it.
Who saw Robin Hood? And who
me.
Saw Hit us up. Give us a call. And let me see. Let me see, did anybody see anything?
Yeah, you got to put in your glasses.
Check it out. Oh, he said, wear them glasses. Okay,
I told you.
anybody? Nobody saw anything? Anybody on yours see anybody?
Nobody.
Hey, Melvin, you said hello. I'm not talking to you, Melvin. You went to Miami without.
What did you say?
Florida without. Okay. Nope, don't have anybody else on that.
Go ahead and ruin it for me. Go ahead and ruin Widows for me. I'm a movie goer. Ruin Widows for me. Go ahead and talk to me about Widows. I'm going to see it anyway, but what were your thoughts? Uh-oh. Look at your facial expressions. Oh, kill me now.
Okay. I guess for me it was kind of fast-paced in the beginning, but it got slow.
Oh,
and,
okay.
I'm not going to say that it bored me.
Oh, no.
It just went through so much backstory at a certain point or preparation to get to the exciting part that I was
like. But doesn't it have to?
Well, you know, for me, it's like, if it's an action movie, it needs to be an action movie.
Well, it really was, her husband, their husbands died, and they,
yeah.
I can't with you. Did you go to sleep?
No, I didn't. I should have that.
I'm gonna ask about that. We need to, you know what? I don't believe you. I'm gonna ask somebody that knows you personally.
Well, that's why you didn't hear too much about it. I mean, it was okay.
But didn't it come in the? Oh, we have to talk about it later. But did it come in the box? Oh, it didn't even come. I'm just thinking the all-star cast. I expected so much.
It didn't. But that just goes to show you that regardless of an all-star cast.
Okay.
If people are not feeling the previews and the plot.
Oh, I was feeling everything. You know what? We do have to take a break because we need to come back and talk box office. We've got to come back and talk box office. We will be taking a break. Thank you. No. Okay. So maybe not right at this very second. No.
Okay.
We got to talk box office after this because it's important to know who got what, but I think that the research got it wrong.
So I want to know, guys, do y'all know who broke the box office this past weekend? Who do you think broke it if you don't know for sure?
Good point.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that.
I wasn't surprised, JD. I wasn't surprised who broke it. I was not surprised, but I was surprised at the fifth in place because I've got that was going to be replaced by another movie that I saw. And it's a replacement. They didn't get it right.
I was just hoping that the one that came in number two would just make more money.
Just because he's fine. That's it.
Yeah. Pretty much.
All right, guys. We will be right back. You're on with Connect the City.
Nightlife presents the 5th Annual Comedy with a Purpose Toy Driving Award Ceremony, hosted by Micheline Bowman from Meet Me Monday at the Ivy City Smokehouse, 1356 Oakey Street, Northeast Washington, D.C. Saturday, December 8th, 5 till 10 p.m. Guests are asked to bring a new unwrapped toy or blanket or make a donation. DNC wants to bring big smiles to needy children in the area with a goal to collect at least 1,000 toys, 500 blankets, and as many other cash donations as possible. Live entertainment by Quiet Storm Band, DJ Technique, comedian Sylvia Tramore Morrison, Howard G, Sonny Fuller, plus the Outstanding Community Awards Ceremony honoring those who give back. Come out for the lavish buffet at Cash Bar. Tickets only $40. Go online to eventbrite.com and type in Comedy with a Purpose in Washington, D.C. for more information. Or call 202-270-8434. Having a good time, giving good back. The 5th Annual D.C. Nightlife Comedy with a Purpose, Saturday, December 8th, 5 to 10 p.m. at the Ivy City Smokehouse. Don't miss it. D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. It's time for a late-night grown and sexy conversation. Real Talk with J.V. Jones. Every Thursday night.
Jones, I love that. That was Real Talk with J.V. Jones. We are back on Connect the City. And we are movie critics. The real J.V. Jones. Millie in the City, your hostess with the mostest, right?
The real J.B. Jones.
We wanted to be movie critics because we decided to take our holidays and go to the movies.
Yes.
You know, I am very upset with you, J.B., because I think I'm going to feel different about Widows than you do.
Probably.
I really am because I'm going to need the backstory. I want to know why these Widows did this, and I want some backstory. Why are you just giving them like you don't give
now,
a darn?
Well, I will say this, that if you are a person that is interested in interracial relationships and everything, there's plenty of that in the movie, so it's great.
Okay, excellent. So the number is 929-477-3886. You guys call in and tell us, J.V., I myself personally, because this movie has been well advertised, and everybody, adults and children, really love cartoon animated type of movies. So I was not at all surprised that you told me that Ralph Breaks the Internet broke the box office at 55.7 million. I want to see it without the kids. I'm so excited.
Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Because my cookie's in it, and
Ralph,
I love it.
Ralph, please don't break the Internet. We have enough issues
kind of
as
yeah.
it is. I can't get the buffering and some more. Don't break it, please.
Right, and no calls, nothing. I feel like people still have not, I think Creed will catch up because Creed came in at 35.3 million at the box office. A lot of people haven't seen it. A lot of people, y'all got to go see this. But you, if you have never seen the first three or four Rockies, like some people I know that are at this table, I'm not going to mention any names.
I have seen it.
You said you did not see The Rocky. You said you did not see it.
I said I didn't see Creed.
I mean Creed, but you would have had to see Rocky.
I saw the old Rocky.
That's who I was.
But I haven't, I did not see
And Creed. You didn't see Creed. You didn't see Creed.
The first one.
Okay, but I don't understand. It's Michael B. Jordan. And so he's not going to come on the show because you don't love him as much as I do.
Well, if I didn't love him, I wouldn't have gone to see him in the second one. Maybe when he made the first one.
Why
I
you get the sexy voice on
how talented
them? Why did you get the sexy voice on them?
Until he
okay.
made the
see
last
how she do.
Movie
That's
that
cool.
I love.
I got
I
you.
Had to go.
Mm-hmm. I see how you do. Yeah. I see how you do. Now, I think that The Grinch coming in at 30.2 million over the weekend doesn't say what he came out at 2 weeks ago. So he's probably on top at this point.
Okay.
Right along, well, with the Ralph is on top. But then, because everybody loves wizardry and things of that nature,
mm-hmm.
Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald came in at 29.7 million. Jeez.
Okay.
Now, here's my thing. I've got to go back and do my research, but I saw somewhere that Robin Hood was on this list, and they came in at 22 million,
okay.
and they took 10 million to make the movie, which would totally knock out.
Okay.
That would totally knock out Bohemian Rhapsody, who came in at 13.9 million, at number five. So I think that Robin Hood is number five. I just think they got those facts wrong, because I did see somewhere that they did make that they spent a lot of money for this movie. Robin Hood was very medieval, very they wanted, it was very authentic, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
it takes a lot of money to make something authentic, that's for sure.
I bet you it didn't take that much money to make Ralph Breaks the Internet. Well, it might have. It was a lot of graphics in that, wasn't it?
Technology is probably, well, I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't see it, so can't.
I'm gonna go see it.
Yeah.
Were you surprised that Ralph Breaks the Internet?
No. Mm-mm.
Did you see Ralph, the first one?
No.
Wreck-n' Ralph?
No, I didn't.
Oh, so funny. So good.
No, I
didn't. So funny. I saw
it. So that's the reason why he's number one, because the first one was.
The first one was very good, and it was just about, it was about the Pac-Mans and all of that, and animated. And so it was just really good.
Okay.
And then you've got Taraji P. Henson, so people could have did it because they wanted to see their girl in it.
Gotcha.
Well, didn't mm-hmm. see her, but
mm-hmm.
and her character was called Yaz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean she was successful, and she did her own promotion of the movie. So
okay, I remember.
Don't know if I would have mm-hmm. it would have been on my number one list to see if I didn't see she was in it.
It wouldn't have been on number one either.
Right, if you didn't see I.
It wouldn't have been on number one regardless.
Do you think Creed? Do you okay? This is going to kill me.
The only reason why I say mm-hmm. Creed 2 for me is the number one, because Rocky is a classic among.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
it just is. It's a classic. So the fact that he could still be part of the movie, it wasn't someone just remaking Rocky back in the day. And
Right. I agree. They didn't
the
even do I love it.
Still be part of the movie and the plot. It's awesome.
I love it. You know what? And I'm going to, because I'm always right, someone on my Facebook Live said you did hit the sexy voice when you talked about Michael B. Jordan. They said it right here. You see it? Right there.
Who hit it?
You hit your sexy voice when you talked about
Who
it.
Who did?
You did.
Oh, I did?
Oh, you sure did. Huh? Yeah, yes, she did, Darius. She did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You were like, yes. And so if I didn't like, you just, that's why you got your own show coming out. No. She's like 500 years old. Don't do it. I'm younger.
Oh, wow.
She's pretty, but that's not the point.
No,
I'm a movie goer. Are you a movie goer?
Not as much as you.
Okay. Okay.
But I do. I go.
I will go to movies by myself. I will see two movies, three, doesn't matter.
What I would like to do is say to the movie industry,
okay,
can you make it affordable for the kids?
Oh, I see your point.
I mean, the movies, by the time, I mean, they're going to be $20 in another year or two. The movies are just way too high. You lower your prices a little bit, maybe more people might go.
I agree. But well, they do have the $5 Tuesdays.
Well, you know, people like to eat popcorn and stuff. You're either going to go to the movies or you're going to eat popcorn. Can't do both. You're going to leave $100 at the movie theater.
Am I just old school? I do not eat their popcorn. This is going to tell you where I'm from and how old I am, but there was nothing better than Land of the Mall popcorn, and that it just don't make it the same. I prefer to bring my own.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Make sure. They're going to search her.
Michael B. Jordan, just search me, baby. I'm cool. I love that segment of Millie's Moments, so I thank you for that, JV, but I know you have some thoughts.
About anything and all?
Sum it all up. Do not talk about politics.
I'm going to talk about politics.
What are you thinking? What are your thoughts to that?
I wish I could say that one of these other movies besides the one that I love.
Oh, you're taking my word.
Is worth going to see. So I would say Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Thumbs up, Ralph. I don't listen to it.
Fantastic Beasts.
Love it.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
So controversial.
But Creed. Go to see that movie. Go to see it. That's my number one movie. And after that, I'm going to be a Grinch, and I'm going to go see that movie.
Love, I cannot even wait. JV, we need to go to your Facebook. What are people saying on your Facebook Live at this point?
Let's see what they like.
People tell me not to ruin it.
I don't think people – I think people are like – we can go to the movie. They were too tired from eating and cooking. Cooking and eating. Did y'all get so sleepy from that turkey because it's got those chemicals in it that make you sleepy?
Oh, wow. You went off path. This is the entertainment. I knew it. It wasn't politics. She just kind of went off. JB. Why did you do that?
Y'all eat those awesome meals, and then you couldn't do nothing but stay awake and watch that game between the Redskins and the Cowboys.
Oh, I knew it.
That fantastic game that we were so hopeful that the Redskins would pull out, but I'm digressing.
The show is over now. Let's just cut it off. I don't believe you did that.
Go see Creed 2. That's all I got.
Why did you do that?
You won't be disappointed. It's going to be $30 well spent.
JV, I do not appreciate your candor about my Redskins.
They can't even.
They cheated. They cheated. But this is not a football show, but you cheated.
Okay.
Did you watch the game, ma'am? Did you see when my boyfriend threw his helmet? Do you see why did he throw his helmet?
Okay. Well, They was in Texas. They lost. Thank you. They lost. We're going to keep hope alive, though.
I don't like you.
So, anyway.
Why would you do that?
Ralph broke our internet. It's not working.
I need to see the Grinch. Can we go together, or are you just going to be a Grinch?
Yes,
about?
Going. We're going to go to either go to Thrifty Tuesday.
We work on Tuesdays.
Oh,
we have a show on Tuesday.
Gotta go there.
We're going to be the first ones there?
Yes. We're going to have breakfast.
Oh, good. Where are we going to have breakfast at?
Not that big pretzel thing that you...
Guys, at the movie theaters they have... Okay, so... So we ordered this really big pretzel. It's a big, huge pretzel. I said, JV, let's share the.
Don't do it.
I said, can I talk?
Don't get it.
Can I? That's not your line. The pretzel was really big, guys. I don't know if you can see. It was huge. But I specifically said that. You can't interrupt me when I'm. Look, the pretzel was really
huge,
really big, and I said, JV, let's share the pretzel. Okay, you brought it in after the movie, but not the point.
Just before I saw it, I agreed.
But I said it was big.
Yeah, but she didn't say how big. She didn't say it's this big, like it's.
But
big.
I said it's really big. I got you.
It's called Bavarian. Why did I?
Oh, they gave us the hot cheese, the cheddar. They gave everything, and she ate one portion of it, which me left me. What is wrong with you?
Thing is ridiculous.
I love the movies.
It was so big, I could have cut it in half and put turkey in the middle and made it a sub.
The poison turkey that you just spoke about. You know what, JV? I loved it. It was big, but I couldn't eat it all. I couldn't even wrap my – okay, let me get off of that subject real quick.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm a movie goer, so I know that people do – what is it called when they do it, when the movies – they bootleg. I cannot do that.
Oh, no, we can't.
I cannot do the bootleg. I need to be in the movie theaters with the Dolby surround sound,
yes,
and be excited at the movies with my feet up. So what does that even say? I don't even know.
And turn your phones down, people. If I hear one more phone ring,
right?
In the movie theater,
oh, I'm so blind.
You better not answer it.
Oh,
I'm
going to
shout you out on Facebook. I'm going to go live just for that reason.
I think we should just go to the movies all the time. Maybe we could be. Okay, so look, guys, maybe we could be movie critics in real time, but we've got to take a break, and we'll come back with hashtag I can and hashtag I can. Yay!
DC Nightlife presents the 5th Annual Comedy with a Purpose Toy Driving Awards Ceremony, hosted by Micheline Bowman, from Meet Me Monday at the Ivy City Smokehouse, 1356 Oakey Street, Northeast Washington, D.C., Saturday, December 8th, 5 till 10 p.m. Guests are asked to bring a new unwrapped toy or blanket or make a donation. DNC wants to bring big smiles to needy children in the area with a goal to collect at least 1,000 toys, 500 blankets, and as many other cash donations as possible. Live entertainment by Quiet Storm Band, DJ Technique, comedian Sylvia Tramore Morrison, Howard G, Sonny Fuller, plus the Outstanding Community Awards Ceremony honoring those who give back. Come out for the lavish buffet and cash bar. Tickets only $40. Go online to eventbrite.com and type in Comedy with a Purpose in Washington, D.C. for more information. Or call 202-270-8430. Having a good time, giving good back. The 5th Annual DC Nightlife Comedy with a Purpose. Saturday, December 8th, 5 to 10 p.m. at the Ivy City Smokehouse. Don't miss it.
Check me out.
on with Connect the City. I am Millie in the City, your hostess with the mostest.
I got to say it again.
Yes, you do.
The real JB.
You just messed it up. I mean, we had a flow going.
The real JB.
Why are you leaning in with your breasts? That's what you get for being sexy. I love it. We were movie critics. I really feel like, let us know if you feel like we could be full-time movie critics. I think we can, JB. I think we can do it.
Who were the two? Eaglebert.
Did you say Eaglebert?
And Humperdinck.
Humperdinck? Oh, my God. It's Eagle. Wait a minute.
No.
Ebert.
Yeah, something like that.
Somebody yell it out in the audience. Somebody yell it out in the audience.
But y'all know who we're talking about.
No, not Humperdinck. Oh, my gosh. Just as backwards as JB.
Yes, I'm just
being
funny.
Ebert, that. Robert,
But whatever the case.
We could be them.
They were classic.
But we could be classic.
Yeah, they were classic. I
love
them.
I did love them.
And
I
also love Kevin off of Kevin McCartney. I love him.
Okay. I love it. JB, you know what? I was... very much want to be a movie critic with you. We are nearing the end of the show, so we got to do our favorite part, okay? Our favorite part is the hashtag I can and hashtag I can episode.
Yes.
We're going to tell you about all the entertainment news and everything that's going on, what's trending right now, and if you can deal with it, it's hashtag I can. If you can't deal with it, it's hashtag I can. JB, can I squeeze in something that's trending really quick? Can I squeeze in real quick?
Go ahead.
So what happened was
okay.
Kim Kardashian said she was on ecstasy when she made that sex tape. And she admitted that, and then Ray J's camp clacked back. It was just, it's a mess. Hashtag I can. Let it go.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, it was huge. He's like, she wasn't on ecstasy. Oh, I mean, they clapped back hard.
Well, first off, why is there even a need to go back there?
That's what I said. She mentioned it is what I was told.
Big deal. I mean, you did the movie, so who cares why you did it? You just did it, and that's all that matters.
I mean, I would have thought she would just move past it. Everybody knows that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You did the movie, so okay. Blame it on the ecstasy.
Well, she did look a little...
Blame it on the Henny.
Blame it on the alcohol. She, after seeing the tape, I mean, what I heard about the tape, so sorry. Oh, my God. I never saw the tape.
I never saw
the tape. I definitely didn't see the tape.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Ray J. Okay. Not the point.
I never
saw it. Oh, yeah. I did it for Ray J. I didn't care about her.
I didn't.
Yeah, Ray J is, yeah, love you.
I don't watch stuff like that.
Too bad. Look, I love Ray J. Kill me. But she did look a little...
Okay.
Not with it, yeah.
Oh, really?
For a sex tape. I needed more noises and all that.
I mean, she's not trying to say that they gave her something and she didn't know about
no.
it.
No, she said that's what she did.
Oh, okay, great.
All right, so do you want to talk about this cute little baby for the first one, or do you want me to say it because you just, I know
no,
it
you,
is.
No, you go ahead.
So Jaden Smith reaffirms that Tyler, the Creator, is his boyfriend. Hashtag I can't.
You can't?
I cannot.
Oh, okay. Why you can't?
I don't want him to be gay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jaden. I love you. I just want you to get a girlfriend. That's just me.
Well, I don't know. I looked at him. He kind of...
Oh, I already had it there. Sorry, I didn't realize it.
I thought that, but anyway.
All right. What you got for number three? Yeah. What's the third, Jaden?
Ooh, this sounds like a good one.
Well, not really.
Oh, no.
Number three?
Rest in peace. Last Tango in Paris, director Bernardo Bertolucci.
Ooh.
Am I saying it
correctly? I believe so.
He's dead at 77.
Oh, R.I.P.
Yes. That was a great movie, too. I mean, since we're talking about movies. Yeah, that was a great, that's a classic.
And we have another death.
Yeah.
Who died at now?
Bernita Lee, mother of Oprah Winfrey. Oh,
that was the best kept secret. Oh, my God.
When did that happen?
It happened. It was very quiet. She did it on purpose.
Oh, wow.
It was very quiet. Rest in peace. Now, this is what, maybe I don't know enough about Casey Kasem, okay? Because Casey Kasem's wife's children accused each other of killing the radio icon. Hashtag I can't. Did you hear about that? Oh, they are blaming each other for his death, and they are looking into it. He died in 2014, didn't he? I ain't got nothing in here.
I
love Casey Kasem.
Oh, my God. And his voice. Love.
You know, did they kill his man?
Well, you know, he probably had a lot of money.
Yeah, Yeah, but look, I'm telling you, if I die, it won't be my kids. I'm telling you. Well, it could be. Next.
Hashtag we can't.
Hashtag we can't. Shame on y'all.
Go ahead.
No, did you see the previews for this? Hand claps. Yes. Disney. Yes. Disney released its first live action trailer for upcoming The Lion King movie. Beyonce is
and they say this one is going to be even more huge than the first one. So,
And it's James Earl Jones, right? I think,
Is he?
Yes.
That first one.
Wait a minute, is he dead?
Yeah, I'm saying.
Is James Earl Jones dead?
I don't think he's dead.
Oh, God. No, I think he's in the movie. No, wait,
Is he doing much of anything?
Who is the narrator for this movie? I thought it was James Earl Jones. I think it is.
I don't know. I have to look it up.
I think I'm right. If I'm not right,
the first one was just so awful.
But it would be classic to bring him back. I really do believe that he is in this show. I do believe.
Well, we need to look that up, and we will have that information.
I can't even wait for this movie.
Yeah, that's going to be a classic.
Do you feel like, and I'm just going to throw it out at you.
Why? I just had the original VHS one in my hand a couple of days ago. I looked at it. I was like, oh, wow, this movie is still hanging around.
Helen Yay.
Look, can't play it though. Just collecting dust.
You know what? Can I just say one thing before we pay our bill?
Okay.
Okay. So, do you think that this movie, The Lion King, I don't know if they'll say it's a black movie, but do you think it will do the likes of the Black Panther? See, you didn't even get it.
I was gonna say Wakanda.
Wakanda forever.
Forever.
I think so. This is going to be huge.
Yeah.
We got to go cover that. We got to cover it.
Yeah, it's going to be tight.
It's going to be tight. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
JV,
it's
can
be
you
a tight run for the first place. You know what I'm
saying? I think
you think it's going to be
Because it's kids and all kinds of. Oh, it's just going to be good. It's just going to be amazing.
You know,
it's going to be a tight race.
It's going to be a tight race, but, you know, Marvel just gets a lot of attention. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch.
Fun.
Y'all going to have to tell us how you like the movie.
I think we need to apply for a job as movie critics. Maybe we should just start our own, well, I don't know what we call it. But I think we need to do that.
Yeah. And,
that means we're always at the movies.
And then that way they can invite us out.
They can invite us out for free.
Yeah,
and we don't have to pay for the big, huge Bavarian.
Yeah, we'll come to the pre.
The pre.
Well, what do they call that? The before they, pre-screening. We'll come to the, when they
screen. Yes.
Invite us out.
What is the name?
The city, J.B. Jones.
Please.
The real J.B. Jones.
The real J.B. Jones.
We will come and look.
Right. You know what? I just realized what Welcome Home was. It's into that movie with the kids and stuff. What is that guy's name? Marky Mark. He had the flat stomach. He was in the group, and he played in Daddy's Home.
Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm. If this is a movie, now that I wanted to see. Mm-hmm. It looked so funny because they adopt kids.
This is the one with him.
Right. Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's why I was like, I know that movie.
Yeah,
but look,
for that one.
Look, JV, look, this has been an amazing show, guys. We've got to pay the bills. Thank you for our studio audience. And don't forget to advertise.
Yeah, and you can still.
With Connect to City.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's the most inexpensive place around. I mean, hey, and we got a great following.
The most inexpensive place around. You are right.
Yeah.
And our following is all the same.
It's a win-win.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Are you going to pay the bills or not?
All right.
Love it.
So, look, y'all need to look up In the Community TV. They are doing some awesome things here. We appreciate the fact that they let us broadcast from here. So y'all need to look them up. And don't forget, DC Nightlife, DCNITELIFE.com.
Aren't you changing it?
The best place for entertainment and events.
Aren't you changing it?
Actually, you know, DC Nightlife will probably always be great in DC.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
You guys are expanding,
but,
aren't you?
Yeah, we're expanding to DCN, but we'll always, you know, look, everybody loves Nightlife.
Can we shout out our CBO?
Young ones.
Can we shout out our CBO of DC Nightlife?
Mr. Daryl A. Carter. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. Taking the company, and let's not forget.
Look, you know it's my favorite. Lunch, maybe dinner. It's a special dating app for singles, guys, that is different, edgy, and promises to deliver just lunch and maybe dinner.
And maybe brunch.
See, that's why she got her own show. See how sexy that was? Look, it is lunchmaybedinner.com. You can sign up for free today. It is in the Play Store, guys, coming to the Apple thingy.
The App Store.
App Store. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what that means. Oh,
that's
duh. I'm a dummy.
You don't have an app.
Oh, you just got
don't
oh,
have
wow. We have paid the bills. Check us out. Check us out next we, guys, we have some more entertainment for you, exciting, special guests, everything, advertise with Connect the
City.
That's
right.
You have got to do it.
Get in touch.
Look, we're signing off, guys. Thank you, guys, for joining us. We're so, so happy. All of you.